Allerton was the son of a wealthy industrialist, Samuel Allerton, from up in Chicago. Allerton was an only son and wanted to become an artist, you know, very bad, and went to all the best schools, went to Europe to study art, realized in his early 20s that he was just terrible at art, and moved back to the United States. Went to his dad. His dad said, okay, well, what do you want to do now? Well, I want to be, I think I want to manage a farm. And this is really where this place was born, because you have this gentleman who is terrible at art but has this huge appreciation for it, who now wants to be a farmer. And his dad has said, hey, you need to build yourself a proper farmhouse. And again, you get this marriage of a gentleman who is terrible at art but has a huge appreciation for it and now has the undertaking of building a proper farmhouse. So where most typical farmers would just say, yes, just build me a house, get it done with, we have the Allerton Mansion. So Allerton took his friend John Borey, who was also his architect, and went over to Europe and found the Ham House, which is this kind of the similar H configuration where you can see how this house is laid out. Ham House, however, is 4 stories tall. It's much larger. The Ham House was the model for the Allerton Mansion.
Back then, I mean, how much would something like this cost?
$50,000.
$50,000 to build this entire mansion?
Mm-hmm. That's what Allerton's budget was $50,000. And we have some original blueprints that are all around the main gallery. We have one that shows an addition that Robert went to his dad and wanted to build on, a additional library, an additional office, and his dad said, no, I think the house is large enough.
So unlike William Randolph Hearst, who held on to everything until the very end, he did actually give quite a bit away.
Certainly, and really gave a lot away before they moved to Hawaii. When this house was deeded over to the university, people will come in now and say, hey, there's just not a lot of furniture. And we have some older photos that show there was not a lot of furniture when Allerton was here either. And what furniture there was, he gave a lot of it away. We still have a few original headboards in some of the guest rooms, and we still have some of the old pedestal sinks that were in the rooms originally. But for the most part, most of the original items are gone or were donated to somewhere. So we'll go to the basement next. We've got one of the meeting rooms straight ahead, which was originally the coal dump. So when the house was heated by coal, the coal would come behind that screen, and it would sit in there, and then the HVAC kind of stuff was here. Another interesting fact is underneath of the library, there is a crawl space. We have a historian that works here and volunteers her time every Tuesday, and I was asking her, her name's Becky, if, you know, some interesting stories. And she told me that during Prohibition, Robert would hide the port wine in the crawl space underneath the library. The wine cellar was down here, and the wine cellar is neat because it was elevated. So you had to step up in the basement to get to the wine cellar just in case of flooding, the wine would be safe. Priorities.